Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. And today I'm recording live from the mobile studio as I'm heading to the airport. And the reason for my travel today in the next couple of days has inspired the conversation this morning. And so I'm heading over to Adelaide for a friend of mine's wedding. Now, let me give you a little bit of background. So this particular person came to become friends with me through her ex-partner. He was a client, and she used to come along to some of the sessions from time to time. And then there was a point that came when I said, look, they had mentioned that they were studying to become a trainer and so forth, and was also doing nursing. And I said, oh, okay, have you ever considered doing any work in the area? And they said, well, yeah. I said, well, I said, this was, golly, I don't know, 7 years ago, maybe. I don't know, 6 years ago. I can't exactly remember. We'll go seven. And I said, well, look, I'm looking for a trainer. I said, I could give you 15 hours a week. That would allow me to work on the business. I'll train you. I'll give you all those things while you're studying, etc. And, you know, does that sound like something that's interesting to you? He said, well, yeah, it does. I said, okay, well, why don't you have a think about it over the weekend and talk it over with your partner and just let me know what you think. And she came back and said, yeah, I'd love to. And I said, all right, fantastic. So she finished her study while she was working with me, so I could provide her with all the work experience and stuff. She had to go work somewhere else as well, which I encouraged her to do to get more experience and see how others worked in the industry and so forth, and then come back and we go from there. So I think she worked with me, I don't know, maybe 2 years, 18 months, 2 years. It was right up until when COVID, we were in the kind of the depths of COVID. Obviously, she couldn't come to me because of all the restrictions and everything that we had, but I said, look, I'm happy for you to do any of the Zoom sessions that you would want. So that I was really concerned that I just wanted to make sure that she had enough work and everything. She was a nurse part-time. And it got to the point where she was, we're in a nursing crisis here, like many parts of the world, and those early stages of COVID. And I said, if you want to do more time there, then, you know, that's fine with me. Don't worry about me and what I'm doing in the business, etc. In the end, she decided that she didn't want to return to doing what she was doing with me and just wanted to go and do what it is that I suppose that she was more driven towards, and that was nursing. So that's where she went, and that's where she still is. Over the course of the 2 years that I was working with her, yeah, we became very close. I'm in small business. I'm spending a lot of time with her, helping guide her, helping her understand that I work in my business, how to work with clients, teaching her those skills. I mean, there was relationship stuff in there as well. I said, you're not going to realize right now, but I said, working with me is probably, and I wasn't saying it to gloat or anything like that. I was saying, working with me is probably the greatest opportunity that you're ever going to have in your career because I have such a broad variety of skills. And I said, I will coach you in ways that you'll probably not get coached in the future because of just all my skills and everything, and having worked in corporations and just relationship stuff that I knew and all that kind of thing. And I think at the time she kind of got it, and we had some very deep conversations, and I passed on a lot of skills with her to her. And I think it wasn't until she left that she realized how much she now values the time that we had together in working, shaping, and just a lot of fun too, because I think every workplace I've been, I like to make it fun. I'm very, got a good sense of humor. It's a dry sense of humor. I like to, you know, like mess around and joke around and have those sorts of fun times when the moment is right as well, because the people that work with me, like, they're part of my family, part of my team, and That's really important for me. And anyway, I guess that then has resulted in a heap of different conversations we've had over the years. And there are just times when, I guess perhaps sometimes you feel that somebody is obviously going through something tough, and then they reach out, and you just realize the importance that you have in someone else's life. And when she invited me to her wedding, knowing that she would only invite very close and important people in her life, because everybody has a budget and restrict on numbers and that kind of stuff, to receive an invitation like that, I would have absolutely no hesitation in saying yes, really irrespective of where it is, because I know what it means to that person to invite me and to have me there, and to know what impact I'm having in that person's life. And the last wedding I went to was a client, and I hadn't been to a wedding in over a decade. And she did a short speech about me at the wedding. I was completely blindsided. I'm blown away. I had no idea that she was going to do something like that, because she was like the only person I knew at the wedding, apart from her brother as well. But I didn't know anyone else at the wedding. And here she was giving her speech, and she's mentioning me and telling me how important I am in her life. And she said it to me in person on the day as well. And sometimes you just don't realize the impact that you have on someone until there are those moments in life that happened. And so that's where I'm headed now. I'm heading to Melbourne Airport to fly to Adelaide. I could have driven, but it's a hell of a trip. So I'm flying, then hiring a car, and it's out in the winery region and down by the coast, and I'm looking forward to having some time out. I spend some time on my business away from home, and looking forward to that part of it. But ultimately, I'm coming across to spend time with her, get to meet her, some of her family and friends, and also her partner. And I'm just, I think it's important when you take some time out to just realize that the impact and the importance that you have for other people in your life, and also to reflect on the important people that you have in your life and what they mean to you, and how we don't often tell people what they mean to us. And I think I want to inspire you today to reach out to maybe one person, two people, three people, and tell them what they really mean to you. Not in a way that makes them think you want something, or makes them think that perhaps you want to be in a relationship with them or anything like that, depending on your situation. Don't make it creepy, but make it heartfelt. And I think that's really important. I mean, we live a human experience, and you can talk about the changing genders and the he, him, and the her, and the they, and the pronouns, and the 100 different ways that people identify themselves with things. To me, I like to keep my life simple, and none of that matters in my mind, right? I don't care if I'm in front of somebody and they say that they identify as a cat or a dog or a poodle, a fox, a furry, a helicopter, whatever. To me, it's about a human experience. And there's no judgment on my part on how you... let's just say that you're not ethically, morally, legally, etc. So there's no harm in, you identifying as a serial killer and you just want to go around killing people and causing harm and disruption and social disconnection and all that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that sort of stuff. To me, it's about I'm in front of another human, and if it's important to you to identify as a fox, then I'm just going to become really, really curious with you to understand, you know, how do you get to that position? No judgment. I'm just curious about what's going on for somebody and how can I help them in them seeing me, support them in reaching why they've come to see me. It's like religion. There are some religions that are very different to other religions, which is why we have so many different religions. And again, there's no judgment on my part. I'm just curious. I mean, I'm yet to have a Scientologist client, and I would love to have a Scientologist client. Why? No other reason than to be just really curious to understand why have they picked Scientology? Like, what is it about that? Let me explain it to me so that I can understand more about Scientology. Not because you're going to convert me, but so I can understand what's happened in your life to take you to this point. How can I support you in that goal? I mean, I guess you're only starting to cross lines where somebody is trying to convince me that their way is the best and I should be this way, and they're only seeing me so that they can convert me to a particular religion, cult, belief, whatever. It's like the flat earthers or the domers or whatever you want to call them that believe that the earth is just flat and we live under a big dome and all that kind of stuff. I'm just curious to understand, it's really interesting why you think that way. Why is that? And at the end of the day, we're having a human experience. You're having a conversation. Be curious. Be kind. Be curious, kind, loving, and just treat everybody the way that you would like to be treated. Do you want somebody to hit you? No. Do you want somebody to talk negatively, bully you, berate you, etc.? No. So treat other people the same way. Like, lift other people up, don't push them down. And I think when you have that kind of mindset, then you get different outcomes. It's like I'm going to the wedding's tomorrow, but I'm just heading over this afternoon. Well, it's this morning now. I'm just making sure I get to the airport early because of the debacle I had my last trip. And so I would just be very curious with people. I'm meeting people that I haven't met before. And if you find that awkward, if you're a little bit like me, you're introvert. I'm an introverted extrovert. Love to get on stage, love to influence people, love to help them create a better version of themselves. I really love that. But I'm not great in a social setting. I don't enjoy the social stuff. I don't like chit-chat. I don't like that kind of stuff. However, when I'm in a business type scenario like that, it's pretty easy because you know that everybody's there for, you know, the betterment of themselves, their business, etc. So, you know, it's pretty simple in those situations. When it's social and people are maybe getting a bit rowdy and everybody knows everybody else and you kind of feel like the 29th wheel in a room, the easiest way to do it is to just ask questions about someone. Don't think that, well, you're going there to talk about you. Just be very, very curious and treat it as a little bit of a challenge and say, hey, like this weekend, most people are probably traveling. Well, half are probably traveling. So it's like, oh, where are you from? Oh, terrific. How do you know? You know, the bride, the groom. Oh, fabulous. And then, you know, what do you do? What do you do for work? What do you do for fun? What do you... You know, oh, that sounds really interesting. And you drill into it. And before you know it, 10 minutes will have gone by and you're just having an interesting conversation with someone, most likely. And then at some point, maybe they'll ask you, oh, so what do you do? How do you know such and such? And then, you know, it just goes from there. So I kind of treat it like a little bit of a game and practicing life, practicing being kind, practice asking questions. And it's... the questions that people ask you, that you ask them, that they're impressed with. Like, look at highly successful people. They're very impressed with questions that perhaps they haven't been asked before. It's like, oh wow, that's a really good question. When I'm doing podcasts with people, I really love it when I take notes of when people say, that's a really good question. I don't think I've ever been asked that before. It's like, what was that question? Right, I'll park that one away. That's obviously a good one to be asking people because it's not a common question people get asked. And even though they may not say it, when you're talking to people in a social setting, they will just find you interesting. It's like, oh, that's a really interesting question. It's what they're probably thinking. But what they'll be reflecting on, well, that's an interesting person. Wow, that was, yeah, really good. I'm hopeless at the chit-chat. If you just want to talk about the footy and all that kind of stuff, then, you know, I'm pretty screwed there. I don't, like, the football season here has started. I don't know whether in week two or week three or whatever. I would have no idea who's playing who, you know, who won last week, who's in trouble, who's not, who the coaches are. I just don't know. I don't know, but I don't have really an interest in that. So that's how I stay interested and curious. So anyway, coming back to the little task that I've given you, tell people how special they are for you to have them in your life. And I think we work in such a fast-paced world and everyone's busy, 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 and that we don't tell people. Like if you're in a relationship, tell your partner. Like, when was the last time that you told your partner, not just, I love you, because that might be something you just say out of reflex every day, you say goodbye, I love you. But when was the last time you did it from your heart and, you know, really, really telling somebody what they meant to you, or reflecting on some really lovely memories that you had with someone? Because I do, well, I'll tell you this, like, I'm a very, very, very private person in some ways. Obviously, I'm a public face as well. And I just caught up with, you know, a previous partner just recently. And, you know, she was asking me about a particular time. And I said, no, I don't really remember, you know, that, because it was talking on the downside of it. And I said, look, honestly, I have just chosen to just remember all the great times that we had, and the fun times, and, you know, that's what I remember, and that's what I want to remember. So whether I do it consciously or unconsciously, because of how I've conditioned myself over the years to just be, you know, it's impossible for me to think negative about anything, just think about the good side of things. You know, we were looking at some old photos and stuff, and I was just... you know, having the goodness flood back. I can remember, yeah, I remember what we were doing here. I remember the moment. I remember how I felt. And that was just really cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Even though I'm not with the person anymore, there's nothing wrong. It's like every time I go to a wedding, even though I'm not in a relationship and I'm not married anymore, I still remember how beautiful the day it was that I got married. And I have so many happy memories around my 20 years in the relationship with my wife, now ex-wife. There's nothing wrong with that. I remember those things. I don't focus on, well, what was the reasons why I'm not with her anymore and that kind of stuff. I don't do that because to me there's no goodness in there. It's like with my daughter. She's no longer here, but if I continue to focus every day with passion about the sadness and the anger and the frustration and all those sorts of things, all that brings is more sadness, frustration, anger. And why? What is the point of that? If you keep going to the sad and the angry and the frustrating spot, are you thinking that, well, accidentally, maybe hopefully one day, just happiness will evolve from that? It won't. Because it's just more and more of the same of what you're thinking, and you become more ferocious about it. It's like you need to find a way to use what's happened to make you better. And sometimes it's taking ownership, it's taking accountability, and it's realizing that, well, what can you learn from everything if it's a relationship? How can you grow from it? What are the opportunities from everything that you've gone through to make you a better human, make you better? And it's I don't care what you say, it's never going to be all someone else's fault in relationship breakdown. It's never going to be that way. You played your part too. Whether you want to hear that or not, you are where you are because of the decisions that you have made. And you say, well, no, it was because this person did this. Well, if it's in a relationship, for instance, say, well, you were with the a-hole person. You made that decision initially. Maybe they changed, maybe they did this, whatever, but you made the decision to do that. You made the decision to stay as long as you did, whatever, however you want to language it. So don't blame someone else. You paid your part as well. Yes, they're an a-hole, they're still an a-hole, I'll always be an a-hole, but you played your part in it, and you need to take your ownership of that and not make up excuses as to why you are where you are and play a victim because of that. You learn, you grow, you take the opportunities from everything that happened. Don't live with regret, live with strength, live with growth, live with a mindset of, I'm going to use whatever has happened, no matter how bad it was, to make me a better person and live the best life that I can. And if you come with that mindset, it's pretty hard to be negative about anything. Of course, you just naturally want to be negative about stuff, because I think that's very innate in our human nature. And I've worked very hard to recondition myself so that I don't allow that stuff to come in. I come from a very judgmental household when I grew up. Not nasty, but just judgmental. And both parents were judgmental. And that was then became part of me. And then I start to judge people. And I now have to work very hard to make sure that I'm not quick to judge. So that's where I put my mindset now. So on that note, we're past the 20 minute mark. So apologize about that. I'm driving and I can talk for hours. If you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. Please do the task today. Even if you tell one person, go with your partner, go with your best friend, go with a family member, and just be honest and open and tell them why they are so important in your life. And don't fake it. Make sure it's real. Be authentic. I'll see you tomorrow.